This is the goodsports.com.au podcast. In this program, Paul Morrison, president of the Tintinda Football and Netball Club, talks about winning the Victorian Good Sports Club of the Year award.
It was great to have some recognition after so much hard work by so many of our committee. We decided that when we brought the netball, football and junior football together that we needed to address a few issues in the club and all that hard work that's been done, and it's just nice to be recognised for it.
So just tell us a little bit about the hard work. So you said that you brought all the different elements of your clubs together under the one roof, but what were some of the issues that you identified that you had to fix?
Not so much have to fix, but just wanted to keep away from, I guess, the drinking culture that might be associated with just a standalone football club, and having bringing on our juniors and our netballers that we thought we'd just have a bit of a visit to just how our club was being run and what sort of how we were handling ourselves and how we're coming across to the general community. So after going through all that and investigating just how we run our functions and how people sort of viewed us, we decided that we would get involved with Good Sport and just make a few changes around the club.
How did you hear about the program?
I think one of our committee people, Jan Hickmott, had heard about it with some of the people in her work, and we decided that she brought it up at a committee meeting. And after further discussion, we thought it was a good thing and we should get involved.
So what were some of those changes, or I guess probably a better way to describe it, what were some of the initiatives that you brought in that kind of tied in with the Good Sports program?
Well, I guess a lot of country sporting clubs, alcohol or alcohol sales forms a fair basis of their income, and that's hard to get away from. But we just thought that we would... It's all right to have alcohol at our functions, but just some of our functions we've stopped having alcohol at, especially junior-type functions. We've made water available, and non-alcoholic drinks have been added to our range, more low alcohol drinks. We've introduced a taxi program, so if someone's had a bit too much to drink or needs a ride home, we've done things like that just to make us sort of more family orientated.
I guess that the point to make with all of this, with the Good Sports program, is it's not designed to make you a dry club. They don't come in and say you need to get rid of all the alcohol at your club. It's more about the way that it's served or the way that it's consumed around a club environment.
That's for sure. Like I said, it's difficult to get away from something that's such a big money spinner for a club, and I know a lot of clubs would be the same. But we've just been able to just go to a couple of areas where we can still have a great time at the club and have a great family environment, but we haven't got people who've had too much to drink or been difficult. One of the other things that we did was that we probably investigated or just went and had a look at our liquor licensing responsibilities. So one of the things we did was that so no one could jump behind the bar anymore, we made sure that they'd all done a responsible serving of alcohol course and are all accredited. So you just no one can just jump behind the bar and start serving. So just so people that are in charge of dispensing alcohol at our functions, you know, they've got some sort of responsibility or accountability.
That's a good thing. And I guess from there, have you seen more sort of people coming to your club? Are you becoming a club of choice in your local area?
I think so. One of the things we noticed was that when we have we call them an all-club function, that means it incorporates everybody, so seniors, juniors and netballers, they're huge. You know, we have over 250 people at our last function where we still had a bar, but we also had games for the kids, we had music, we had a fire, like we had an indoor type function. There was activities rather than perhaps just in days gone by where there was a bit of loud music and a heap of people just standing around having a drink. So that shows that it's been really, really positive.
And I guess the process, going through the process, it's a three-stage program. How easy was it for your club to, well, I guess initially sign up and then move through the process as well?
None of it was difficult. There was a bit of time involved, but I mean, it was just slowly but surely addressing some of the things we thought might have been issues to us. And like I said, it was as easy as having free water on the bar. Some of the things we had to do, we ran some of the responsible serving courses within the club. and we actually had people come from outside our club to participate. So it was all positive, yeah, no, but none of it was difficult.
And what advice would you give to other clubs to say, maybe, who aren't necessarily signed up with this program?
I think it's a good thing. You should be able to get more people involved in your club within the community. It might just take away that stigma or that feeling that maybe, like I said, the days are gone where football clubs are boozy sort of cultures and Sunday barrels and all that sort of stuff. It's not like that anymore. And they're good things to be involved with, and it'd be really good for your club to have a look at, for sure.
And I guess you mentioned there the strong partnerships within the community, and I know you have a number of partnerships set up with some key organisations in the local area, which really tie in nicely with the program.
Yeah, for sure. Like we're supported by a whole range of different businesses in town, and we try to recognise them. And like I said, not everyone. It's easy to get those people to be in partnership with your club when it's more connected with, I guess, the whole community rather than just a heap of blokes. Yeah,
it's a wonderful program, and you've done a great job, and well done on becoming the Victorian Good Sports Club of the Year, the Tintinda Football and Netball Club. Paul Morrison is their president. Thanks for joining us today.
No worries. Thanks very much for your time.